Welcome back to the Political Checklist here on the Rundown blog at the NewsHour. I'm David Chalian, our political editor, joined, as always, on Mondays by our senior correspondent, Judy Woodruff.
Missing Gwen today. She's away for the day.
She'll be back next Monday, we promise. Judy, this week, as we look ahead to the president's return from vacation, it seems he has a lot more foreign policy on his plate than he does the domestic economic agenda, beginning with this big Iraq speech from the Oval Office tomorrow night. What is that about? What do we expect to hear from him?
Well, this is finally the departure of American combat troops or combat brigades from Iraq. It's the end of August. It's a date, an anniversary, if you will, that he has to mark, because this is so much of what he based his campaign on in 2008. The troops are leaving. We're leaving 50,000 more troops there, by the way, not in a combat mission. So he's obliged to talk about it, David. At the same time, a lot of people are looking at this president right now and saying, what about the economy? That's issue number one. And so while he's talking about Iraq, and we're going to speak in a minute about the Middle East, there's so much pressure on the White House right now to say something, do something about jobs and the economy.
So is he about to say, hey, this is what I campaigned on, and I promised that I would get troops out of Iraq, and I did, but nobody cares in the country about that right now?
I think certainly people care. We spent so much energy, emotion, worry. We've spent American blood, but it is not top of mind right now. And so, again, I think the president's obliged to talk about it, and he has to feel that this is an occasion he wants to mark. But you're right, the American people are not sitting back, breathlessly waiting to see what he has to say.
Right. And they have some realization, because we're going to hear from him on the economy later today. The president will go out and at least sort of punch the ticket of the economy. But you had mentioned the Iraq speech is not the only foreign policy event this week. He also is going to immerse himself in the Mideast peace talks.
He has invited the leaders of the people of every country in the Middle East of import right now, Israel, Jordan, certainly the Palestinian Authority, and we'll see what happens. I mean, the expectations for these talks, which begin at the middle of the week, the president's having them for dinner on Wednesday. They will have formal talks on Thursday. The expectations are very low, David. But the administration does see that this is a moment possibly of opportunity there. There's been a stalemate for so long. There's a huge desire to see some movement, and the administration is thinking, we'll see what happens.
First time in 20 months, that they're going to have these direct talks. Clearly the Obama team wants to take a little bit of credit for sparking that and bringing these folks back to the table. The other thing, though, Judy, will be, of course, the economy doesn't ever go away, and we're going to get a jobs report on Friday heading into this Labor Day weekend that is going to kick off the fall campaign season in earnest and sort of this home stretch here. And I was fascinated to see that the New York Times editorial page, a fan of Barack Obama's, led their editorial that said, if you've got some solution up your sleeve, now would be a time, Mr. President, to let us know what it is. Is there a sort of second act plan here from the Obama team on how to jumpstart this recovery into high gear?
Not that we know of. If they have a plan, they haven't shared it with us. And frankly, they know that whatever they say, whether they argue for more stimulus to put some government money out there or do nothing, whatever they do, they're going to be criticized from either side. And so the question is, do we jump in? And if we jump in, where do we jump in? It's the toughest thing facing this White House right now.
We saw Laura Tyson, a Democratic advisor to both Clinton and Gore on the economy. She advises this president as well, call for a second stimulus. But Republicans will, there's no way that there's a political reality for that to take place, is there?
And there are a number of Democrats who are uncomfortable with that, because they see the growing worry on the part of the American people about the deficit, the debt, stimulus, spend more money, to what avail? They can't point to huge, tangible, positive results from the first stimulus. Now, there have been some, clearly the argument is they brought the unemployment rate down to some extent. Some people had jobs for a time, but right now, when you look at where the economy's headed, there's nothing they can point to that says, aha, we did this and things are better.
Democrats are still in that unenviable position of hitting the campaign trail having to say, it could have been worse, we promise, but that is a very hard thing to sell to the American people when they're feeling this much economic pain.
That's right, and David, this week we are 2 months away from Election Day, so the clock is ticking for this White House.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Judy Woodruff, thank you very much for joining us. Tune in again next Monday for the Political Checklist. We'll be back right here.